We have on the line Tim Neville, who is the candidate for Senate District 16. Tim, welcome to Grassroots Radio.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So glad that you're here. Real quick, give us the outlines of Senate District 16.
Outline.
It's a very gerrymandered district, isn't it?
Well, let's see, Chris. I'll take you on the magical mystery tour. Let's see. It starts over on the Denver side at about Yale. And if you look at between Sheridan and Wadsworth Boulevard, you go south of Yale. It pretty much stays at all that part of Denver through the Pinehurst area, Grant Ranch, follows that into across Bowles, and then you're into Jefferson County. So South Jefferson County between, again, Wadsworth and Sheridan pretty much. And then it goes south of C-470, and then it goes west, the south, very south part of Jefferson County goes west all the way to Buffalo Creek, Aspen Park, Evergreen, Conifer, of course, Pine, that whole area, over into Genesee. Then it swoops down and takes the town of Golden, goes up into Gilpin County, takes all of Gilpin County, goes over toward Eldora Ski Area in Boulder County, takes a little narrow swath of Boulder County just south of Coal Creek Canyon, just north of Coal Creek Canyon, and ends up in the township of Superior. There you go.
And are you sure there isn't like part of it that's out near the Kansas border? You know, I mean, that is a very interesting district. It's lots of different pieces and parts to it. How did they come up with that? Do you know?
Well, I have no idea, and I don't even want to go there with how they came up to it. But it is very interesting. It's been a joy though to call in all the parts of that district. Definitely put some miles on my vehicle, but it's a unique district. And I was talking to a group the other night, and I said, as much as you know, different people don't have in common, you can go even a few miles apart, and you know, people's lifestyles and livelihoods are very different. Their socioeconomic backgrounds are very different. But the one thing that seems to be a commonality is that they've had enough of government. They understand government's necessary, but they want to tone down government in their lives and make sure that it's back working for them instead of them feeling like all they do is work for it.
So as the candidate, what are you telling them when they tell you that that's what they want? What's your plan?
I'm telling them that's exactly what I plan on doing.
Awesome.
I mean, our focus is basically making sure that we get government back to its constitutional guidelines. I mean, it's there to provide basically the three basic things that government is supposed to do is protect life, liberty, and property, and that's where we start with. After that, we're going to take a look and see what's necessary, what's not necessary, make sure that we protect their paycheck, so that they're bringing home everything that they possibly can that they make, they should get to keep. We work for them. They don't work for us.
I love that attitude because that's exactly what a representative republic is supposed to be about. We send people to the legislature to represent our interests, not the other way around.
You bet.
Yeah. So what are you, what kind of activities are you doing here? And we've got 1 week left. And so I'm sure that this must be an insane week for you.
It is. But, you know, the last few months have been very intense. So even the week before, we knocked and walked probably almost 3,000 households.
Wow.
It's been wild and crazy, but it's been great because you get a chance to talk to people. And, you know, I lost a couple of pounds, which isn't a bad thing either, you know, for a guy my age. You know, we should do that. So, a lot of walking, knocking, and, you know, calling on the phone. And it's definitely nothing glamorous. The campaigning at this point is just basically ground game all the way. And, you know, a lot of nuts and bolts. And that's what we're up to.
That's the hard part. This is the Republican diet plan. Really what it boils down to. We get your calisthenics in, you get your cardio, you know, the whole deal. And then you go to a bunch of buffets, I'm sure. And, you know, then, of course, after you're elected, that's going to be a lot of parties and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Well, one thing we did do, I told a lot of my friends at the various groups and, And we've been trying to meet with some, you know, with various business groups and other people as we could. But once we got into the campaigning, I told many of the, you know, the activist groups that, you know, you just won't see me for the next couple of months, but understand that I'm focusing on what needs to get done.
So okay.
I don't have time to sit and, you know, have a cup of coffee or have breakfast or whatever else if we're out here and we need to be, you know, actually going and going where the voters are and making sure we're making our case to them. So that's what we've been busy doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So once November 4th is over,
mm-hmm.
you're elected. What is the first priority? And what do you do for the next couple months after the election before session actually starts?
Well, we have the orientation, and the last time I served, I didn't have the opportunity to have a long orientation. I think we had about 3 hours down there, and they said, "Here are some basic stuff. Here's where it is, and good luck. We'll see you in another week or two." And since I came in the middle of you know, between sessions or whatever, and I wasn't coming in with a group of people, you know, filling a vacancy.
Right.
So it's going to be a little bit different. That's actually, looking at the outline that I received in the mail the other day, it's, you know, pretty much it's a 3 or 4 day process. So, you know, looking forward to that, at least saying, oh, yeah, I remember how to do this and how to do that, and I remember that part. And hopefully being able to being down there a little bit before being able to possibly even, you know, do some coaching with some of the new folks, too. And then it's identifying and focusing on what our game plan is. We've got a list of potential target areas that we want to focus on, but it does become a team game at that point, too. We need to sit down with the caucus, and hopefully everything working, God willing, we're going to be in a majority.
Right.
And we'll be sitting with the Senate majority and identifying what our key goals are as a caucus and focusing on those. And I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a lot of, you know, cooperation there from the group to make sure that who's, you know, who is going to be running what bill and where, and you know, what makes sense based upon background, based upon skills, and based upon, you know, the calendar, too.
Right, right. Well, and that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, you need a certain amount of coordination, and hopefully we'll have a whole bunch of Liberty people like you in there. I mean, this we've got some great candidates in this race right now. We've got some great people who are already in there, like Senator Vicky Marble, and you know, hopefully we'll have Chris Hulbert joining you, and Laura Woods and Tony Sanchez, and it'll be a very interesting caucus, I think, when we get done with all this.
I agree. I think it's going to be an extremely talented, focused group in the state Senate, and I'm definitely looking forward to serve with them.
Well, I look forward to having you guys serve us. That'll be awesome. But it's not over yet. You've still got get out the vote efforts. You still got I'm sure media stuff going on. Is that accurate?
Oh, you bet. Yes, we're definitely. You know, we get media stuff. Well, you know, it comes and goes. And that's not really my big focus. My big focus is, excuse me, you know, basically making sure that we're reaching out to the voters. And then, you know, we're actually in, I guess what you could call ballot chase mode right now.
Okay.
Making sure that our supporters that we've identified are in and that they have actually mailed in their ballots. And, you know, the sooner we get them in, the sooner the phone, we tell people the phone calls stop. But it is what we have to do. We have to make sure that, you know, we have all votes counted for, because we assume that this is going to be an extremely close, and it has been a very, very contested race.
Yes, it has. And your opponent, your opponent just needs to be gone. I can't figure out any better way to say that. If people want to help, where can they find you, Tim?
They can reach me. They can go to NevilleForColorado.com, and it's NevilleFor, Colorado.com.
Okay.
And they can also email me directly at Tim@NevilleForColorado.com. And if they would like to volunteer, they can also reach me directly, or either through the email would probably be the easiest way, or they can also call me at 303-798-4100.
Okay, great. Well, we'll post all that information on the Grassroots Radio Colorado Facebook page so that people have easy access to it. And we've got to get you elected, Tim. I'm really looking forward to seeing what this next session looks like with you in that office.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. God willing, at some point, we turn it all over to God, of course, in our lives, and then at this point, we turn it over to the voters.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me on Grassroots Radio.
My pleasure.